listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with your news update. Premier Stephen Miles has admitted it is most likely the LNP will defeat Labor at the next election. His comments follow a YouGov poll for News Corp showing his net satisfaction rating is now minus 22%. The court case of a 26-year-old man charged with the murder and attempted murder of a couple in Burpengary East has been adjourned for further mention in July. It's alleged the accused was a gardener attending to a neighbour's property when a fight broke out yesterday. A woman's in a serious condition with a head injury at Gold Coast Uni Hospital after falling around 2 metres from a ladder at a Surface Paradise construction site. It happened just before midday. Queensland's peak body for housing, Q Shelter, is disappointed at the time it took for government to make a call on just what to do with the Pinkenba COVID quarantine facility. It is going to be turned into an Australian Federal Police training centre. Q Shelter's Jackson Hill says it's taken 18 months to arrive at that decision, which is just too long.
The Queensland State Government has progressed a body of work on this with the housing and homelessness system in the last 6 months, and we were actively involved in that process. My understanding is that quite an extensive submission was made to the federal government. So we just are all disappointed to hear today that this is where they've landed.
A new housing development plus a relatively affordable market has seen Logan's Chambers flat top the table for migration numbers outside of Sydney and Melbourne for the 2022-23 financial year. That's according to new CoreLogic data, which also shows the Gold Coast ranking highly, largely due to internal migration. Four Broncos, including Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas, are returning for tomorrow night's Round 8 clash against the Tigers in Sydney. Coach Kevy Walters says it's important they're coming back into a side already doing its job.
It's more about, you know, what we've sort of been building the last couple of weeks, and we need to continue that momentum regardless of who's wearing the jersey.
Meantime, the Titans will be tackling the Storm at Cbus next weekend with a spring in their step following last night's 3-point win over the Warriors in Auckland. It was their first victory of the season. David Fifita and AJ Brimson, outstanding.